Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Today I'm talking with Brian Seeley, president of the CAFE Foundation, which works to advance the technology of efficient flight. Over the weekend, the foundation held its annual electric aircraft symposium in Santa Rosa, California. Brian, thanks for joining us. To start out, can you give us a summary of some of the news from this weekend's event?
Well, I think the biggest news is that this whole electric aircraft movement is so rapidly maturing that the meeting attracted people from about 8 different countries and about 10 multinational corporations, and also attracted the FAA. A former EPA administrator signed up to come, and we saw, you know, serious attention being applied from just about everybody. And I think that the key presentations there had to do with the breakthroughs coming in new battery technology, breakthroughs that are coming in the miniaturization of motors for use in landing gear, breakthroughs in quiet propulsion, and, of course, a whole new domain for safety concerns at the FAA. And the Small Airplane Directorate sent their representative, Tom Gunnarsson, to make an excellent presentation about how we all together need to steer this movement so that we don't have any accidents in this budding industry.
Now, did Tom also talk about the progress on trying to get LSA rules to allow for electric airplanes?
Yes, the FAA is definitely working on that. More and more, you know, aspects of what is needed are being uncovered. There was discussion about creating a open source battery management system initiative at the sort of under the aegis of the CAFE Foundation as a part of our Green Flight Challenge program. And then, of course, the issues with regard to battery safety, propulsion standards, all manner of things that are going to go into this. We know, thankfully, that the world of experimental kit and home-built airplanes still, you know, are a kind of breeding ground for the early electric airplanes, but those, too, are going to need all of us to apply concerted efforts to make sure first flights are done properly and are safe, even though licensure requirements for those are not as stringent as for Part 23 or LSA.
Now, I had heard he said it might be 5 to 10 years before the LSA can be certified with electric propulsion. Is that true?
Well, I don't know. I think that, you know, that's a, perhaps like being told that there won't be a cell phone tower in your town, you know, for 5 years. And yet the burgeoning interest of consumers and market might be a driver to speed up that process. So it's hard to say how long that's going to take.
And is there also any update on another prize in the works, like the CAFE prize that was awarded last year?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I'm meeting with our local congresspeople today to discuss how we can move that forward. And CAFE has assembled a matrix of future Green Flight Challenge prizes that are essentially a annual stepwise succession of technologic capabilities that will bring forth the fully autonomous electric air taxi that can operate on just a 400-foot strip. So we're very excited about that, and we think that has a good chance of finding support.
Great. And I know you don't have a lot of time. I wonder if you could give me one or two other highlights of any other new aircraft that were talked about or new systems.
Yes. One of the highlights was Paul Schlein, the chief scientist on the F-22 Raptor, presenting a very credible presentation regarding ultimate world record speed-setting electric aircraft. What could be done to get the absolute highest speed out of a propeller-driven electric airplane, and he carried it out all the way up to well over 700 kilometers per hour as being within the range of possibility. So I think there's going to be perhaps even an electric air racing movement that develops. another fascinating talk about breakthroughs in flexible solar panels that can be conformed onto aircraft surfaces, and the aircraft will recharge itself while parked in the sun. Norm Howell from Boeing gave a wonderful talk about Alfred Scott's benchmark software that allows you to truly predict the performance of your prospective new airplane design based upon some known input parameters. Does all the math for you. And then, of course, we had Jack Langelon and Tina Tomaszek from Pipistrel presenting what it took for them to win this Lindbergh Moment Green Flight Challenge victory last September. And that was a fascinating insider story about how they developed the Taurus G4 and all of the very sophisticated work that went into that effort.
Okay, thanks. And what's the next event coming up on the horizon?
Well, if CAFE is successful in getting support for the Green Flight Challenge, we hope this summer to announce the series of Green Flight Challenges and open them up for teams to register. So we're going to work very hard on trying to make that happen.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your time. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that does it, Mary. Thank you very much.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.